This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. I am always thrilled when I get emails with questions from our listeners. Jerry from Dayton, Ohio writes, "How can I stay focused when I am overwhelmed? So much to do, yet I get scattered and non-productive. Is there anything that I can do aside from getting meds for adult ADHD?" Well, first of all, thanks, Jerry, for writing. Allow me to assure you that you are not alone. You are singing to the choir for many of our listeners. I get this question often in conversations with clients, so I know that this is a common challenge. And yes, there is something that you can do. It is important to realize that feelings and truth are not one and the same. Let me say that again. Feelings and truth are not one and the same, even though we often act as if they are the same. Feeling overwhelmed and being overwhelmed, they're not the same thing. Often our negative feelings of dread, resistance, apathy, failure, and fear come from a negative story that we are holding about that which we need to do, rather than the actual truth. It is important to always check the assumptions. Most who follow through on this exercise are going to be surprised. Here's what I'm going to invite you to do. Let's go old school for a moment. Get out some paper and make a to-do list. Now, you're going to write down everything that you need to do, but I want you to do it in this fashion. First, you are going to list your priority tasks, those things that absolutely must be done today without fail. Infrastructures will crash, relationships will fail, your world as you know it will forever be altered if you do not complete these tasks today. Now, you are going to follow these with any additional tasks that you have. And the additional tasks will be your stretch goals. These are the things that do not absolutely have to be completed, but it will be a great bonus, and you will be ahead of the game if you do manage to wipe them off your list. Now, once you have your list completed and you have ordered them in priority, here's what you're going to do, and this is vital and requires an absolute cross your heart, hope to die commitment. You are going to complete every task on your list in order. You do not move to the second item on the list until you have completed the first. You do not move to the third item on the list until you have completed the second, and so on. Under no circumstances do you detour from your commitment. Now, what you will find is this targeted focus and the full completion of items on your list will energize you and enable you to move more effectively through that list. This will also enable you to see where you have been and where you are going at all times. You see, for most people, it is the lack of focus that fuels these feelings of overwhelm. So let us know how it works out. And thanks again, Jerry, for writing. Success or sabotage? Are you willing to do the work to set yourself up to succeed rather than fail? Always define what success is for you and create a plan that ensures that you will be forever moving in that direction. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, listen, because you may feel that it is not going to be a good day, does not mean that it cannot be. Test your assumptions, change your thoughts, and create a plan to make it incredible. Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is a production of newdesign.com, spelled NUDESIGN.com. If you have a question or challenge you would like to see addressed, send it to Mark, M-A-R-K, at newdesign.com.